In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, the incarnation, that is when Mary said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And the word of God leapt down from heaven into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she brought him forth on Christmas. Whenever that was, whatever date it was, makes no difference. The incarnation, the Son of God becoming a human being in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And you know, if I know anything, I know that we as people are a bunch of messy people. Oh yes, I can tell you the stories of a person who came to me many years ago, and they told me that they were raised by a mother and a father, and mother and father were both drinkers and drunks, and the things that happened in the house, you know, were terrible things, and you know, the children carry that stuff. The children carry that stuff. Oh yes, we're a bunch of messes. But I have good news for you today, that no matter how messy your life is, our Lord Jesus Christ can put it together again. Not in a messy way, but in a real way, in a glorious way, in a way that will really give glory to God and give you meaning. You know, you might be at this point just thinking you don't even want to live because everybody's happy. They're celebrating the birth of Christ and Advent season, and they say Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and you feel, well, you know what? There's nothing happy about it. In my house on Christmas, there was only trouble. There was only trouble at my house, and that trouble was like an infection, and it came upon you. I have good news for you. Jesus Christ has come as the Savior of you, of me, and of the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ has come to save us in the midst of our messiness. You know, I listen to people preach the gospel, and one thing that they really forget is to talk about the messiness of humanity, the sin of humanity, how it expresses itself in people, and how, because of that, Jesus wants to be real in the lives of messy people. I tell you, this is reality. This is reality. God wants to come in to your mess, and he wants to give order to your chaos. He wants to give order to your chaos. Listen to me today. God the Father loves you eternally, that he gave his only Son for you. And your mess doesn't need to destroy you. Your mess can call out to Jesus. Jesus, help me. Jesus, come to me. Jesus, come in the middle of my chaos and bring Kronos out of chaos. Bring something good out of the chaos of my life. And you say, I've not experienced anything but chaos. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God breathed upon the waters, and he brought creation out of chaos. He can bring new creation out of your chaos because he loves you. Jesus gave his life for you and wants to pour out his Holy Spirit upon you. As the risen Lord, he wants to pour out the Spirit of God upon you. But you must be receptive. You must be receptive. You might be in a mess today. You know, yesterday we heard of a man who went into a mall and started to shoot. I wish he could have heard my broadcast yesterday. I wish he could have heard the broadcast I did yesterday. It would have given him hope. It was It was evil what he did. It was terrible evil what he did. But only God knows what kind of a family he came from. And he is responsible for what he did too. You know, I can't make excuses for families. I'm responsible for what I do with what's been done to me. I can either continue the mess or say the mess stops with me. I can continue the mess or I can say the mess stops with me. No more will I allow the mess of the past to rule my life. No more will I allow the mess of my life, and it's a mess, to rule my life. I have made a mess out of my life. And Jesus, I come to you and ask you to bring creation and new creation out of my mess. You are God, you are Lord, you are the King of glory. I come to you during this dark season with very little light today. Very little light. You know, at about 3 o'clock, the sun looks like it's starting to set. Very little light, and you might experience great darkness in your life. This is why Jesus has come as the light of the world, as the light of the world, and to light up your life and to bring creation and new creation out of your mess. I'm telling you this because it's true. It's true. No one is too far gone. You say, I am. No, I'm sorry. You are not too far gone. The Lord wants to breathe in the middle of your mess. He wants to bring creation and new creation out of your mess. Jesus became a human being. Hallelujah. The Son of God became a human being and has given us his life. And he gives creation out of chaos as we invite him into our life. But you need to surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. One of the saints, Alphonsus Liguori, on Christmas Eve, as he was looking at the stable and looking at the baby Jesus, he said, "What gift can I give you for Christmas, Jesus?" And he heard a voice within, "Alphonsus, give me your sins. Give me your mess. Give me all those things that you can't handle. Give me. Surrender to me." I tell you, Jesus knows how to bring creation out of messes, out of things that we don't even think of, because we grew up with this and we thought it was normal. Was it normal? Wasn't normal to have a family that didn't eat together. It wasn't normal to have a family that you had to drag your father in or your mother in because of their alcoholism. I'm not saying that we don't forgive them. Of course we forgive them. Of course, but we have to reach the point, say, it stops me with me now. No more. By the grace of God, no more. I'm not going to make excuses. No more. I invite Jesus. I surrender to Jesus all my mess. As I often say, you know, nobody is sunny side up, you know, eggs that are sunny side up and the yolk is looking at you and it looks so pretty. We're all a bunch of scrambled eggs, and God wants to make a frittata out of the scrambled eggs. He wants to put ham and onions and everything else, and it's going to taste so good. We're all a bunch of scrambled people. Only Jesus knows how to bring good out of it. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good, even my messy family. It stops with me today. Today I make a decision that I am not going to plug into the mess. I am not going to make excuses anymore. It stops with me by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God, it stops with me. Hear the word of the Lord for you today. It stops with you. Not many people talk about these things. You know, we all want everybody to think everything is lovely. You know, everything isn't lovely. You know, people were brought up in lives that were not lovely. Not lovely at all. They're nothing like the Beaver family. Leave it to Beaver. It was a mess. But you know what? Jesus specializes in messes. He really does. He really does. He really does. He really does. Look at the 12 people that he chose to be his apostles. If anybody is messy, we have Peter. He was a big mess, but yet Jesus chose him to be the head of the apostles, and that the word of God would come down through those 12 people, those 12 apostles, and that we would have the word of God. I tell you, the Lord knows how to bring good out of evil, light out of darkness, and creation and new creation out of messes. Jesus became a human being, and he gave himself to a messy world. He reforms a messy world by his blood and by his spirit. He reforms and makes new people that have lived in turmoil, people that have lived in drama. He reforms that because he is the Lord. And I'm just saying to you today, this is the word of the Lord for you. Surrender to Jesus. Surrender to Jesus. Whatever it is that you need to give the Lord, just give it over. And don't be ashamed of giving him anything, even if the only thing you can give him is mess. Mess. You know, let me just tell you this. We have fertilizer, and fertilizer is dung. Jesus can make fertilizer out of the dung of your life. I believe it. I know it. I've seen it, and it's happened in me. You know, we all have pasts. Everybody has a past, and no one lives like Beaver Cleaver and that family. We all have a past, and humanity is sinful. I don't want to blame people anymore. I just want to say, it stops with me. It stops today. No more. I'm not going to continue this anymore. No more. I take this curse, and I rebuke this curse, because Jesus Christ died on a cross, and the scripture says, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. Jesus became a curse so that I would become the very righteousness of God. No more. I'm not going to allow it anymore to destroy me. No more. That's my decision, by the grace of the living God, by the grace of the living God, by the grace of the living God. Amen. John 17:20, neither pray I for these alone. Jesus says, I don't pray for these 12 alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. As I said, the apostles preached the word of God generation to generation, generation to generation, all the way down to 2012. We have the apostolic word. We have the apostolic church. We have the apostolic word of God that came down from the original 12. And Jesus says, I pray for those who will receive the word of God, those who will give their life to the Father through me, those who will be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. I pray not only for the apostles, but I pray for you. Jesus says he prays for you today. That's why your mess can become creation and new creation. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. The glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. Glory, kabod, Yahweh, the presence of God, that glorious presence of God, what you have given me, Father, from all eternity and beyond, I give to them. I give to them. Why? That they may be one even as we are one. That they may be one even as the Father is one with Jesus, his Son. I want them to be one. I want them to be one. As I said yesterday, they were in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the Holy Spirit came, when Pentecost came. They were one, one body that had one message. this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to become Lord and Messiah. I do not only pray for the apostles, but I pray for all the people who will hear the word of God through them. That's you. That's me. Jesus is saying, I am praying for you today at the Father's right hand. I am praying for you today at the Father's right hand. That's why you're a winner. You're a winner no more. You're a loser. No, you're a winner. You're a winner because Jesus is praying for you and me at the Father's right hand. We are the ones that have received the word of the apostles. We are the ones that have received the presence of God. We are the ones who have been baptized into his death. Thank you, Jesus. I was baptized into his death at 40 days old. I tell you, that is grace. That is grace that I couldn't even say yes to Jesus, but he said yes to me. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that he said yes to me? And I tell you, Jesus is praying for you today. Jesus is praying for me today that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, Jesus in us, and thou in me, and the Father in Jesus, that they may be made perfectly one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them even as thou hast loved me. Our unity will show the world that the Father sent Jesus. But listen to what it also says, that thou hast sent me and hast loved them. The Father loves us as thou hast loved me. The Father loves you as he has loved Jesus Christ. The Father loves me as he has loved Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you as he loves the Father. Jesus loves me as he loves the Father. Listen, we are loved people by the blood of the Lamb. If you don't believe the words, believe the blood. Each drop of that precious blood says, I love you. I forgive you. I take your mess and I bring creation out of chaos. I bring new creation out of chaos. Oh, this is wonderful. The Father loves us the way he loves his Son. Oh, remember in the Jordan, the Father was so proud. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Father was so proud of his Son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus knew his identity was wrapped up with the Father and in the Father. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Father was so delighted with his Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Oh, yes, the Father is proud of his Son. And let me tell you today, this is a secret. The Father is proud of you if you belong to Jesus. The Father is proud of me if I belong to Jesus. I've never said this before, so I'm going to say it again. The Father is proud of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration in the Jordan River. But the Father loves us as he loves his Son, which means the Father is proud of you. The Father is proud of me. You know, people ask me, why do you have statues in your church? This is forbidden by the Bible. I tell you, when Jesus became a human being, they immediately, after his resurrection, started to make statues of the Good Shepherd carrying the sheep. And let me just tell you, all these people around the altar of God at Holy Rosary, there's St. Teresa. The Father was so proud of Therese. There's St. Anthony. The Father was so proud of St. Anthony. There's St. Jude. The Father was so proud of St. Jude. This is his family. Now, of course, they're only made up of chalk or whatever they're made up of, but I tell you, they just remind us that the Father was proud of these children. And can I tell you one thing? The Father is proud of you. Maybe your mother and father were never proud of you, but the Father is proud. As the Father has loved me, so the Father loves you. Live on in my love. Let me continue.
I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfectly one, and that the world may know through their oneness that thou hast sent me, and thou hast loved them even as thou hast loved me. Father, I will, this is the will of Jesus, that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Listen to this one. I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Where is Jesus today? Jesus today is at the right hand of the Father. What does he pray for? What does he pray for? He prays that we would be with him even where he is.
So therefore, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and you know what? You are too right now. And he's pleading your cause. He's praying for you. He's praying for me. Thank you, Lord, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou loved me before the foundation of the world. Yes, the Father loved his Son before the foundation of the world. The Father loved you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. The Father has appointed you to be priest, prophet, and king way before your mother conceived you. I tell you, my friends, the Father has plans for your life in Jesus Christ. The Father has plans for your life in Jesus Christ. For thou lovest me. You've loved Jesus. He's loved the Word of God. He's loved the Son of God before the foundation of the world. And I'm telling you this, my friends, that he loved you before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. O righteous Father, the world does not know thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Listen to that again. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. The world doesn't know the Father.
No.
How do I know? Because the world doesn't know the Son. And those who know the Son know the Father. That's real. That's real. Those who reject the Son reject the Father.
O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these apostles have known that thou hast sent me, that God sent Jesus to heal the wound of sin that we all carry, the wound of messiness that we all have. And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Let's read it again. I have declared unto the apostles and to us your name, the name of the Father, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, in us, in the apostles, in the people that they preach to, and I would be in them.
That Jesus Christ is in us. Jesus Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Listen to the truth. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why he in me can take all the messes of the past, of the family, of the generation after generation, and he can restore us by the grace of the living God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? It's all done by Jesus Christ, by his death and by his resurrection, that even now we are with Jesus at the right hand of the Father. We already are citizens of heaven. Our citizenship is not here, but our citizenship is from heaven. And from heaven we await the great coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who will give a new form to these bodies. Now, you know, nobody's going to be fat in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Nobody's going to be bald in the kingdom. Glory to God. We're going to have resurrected bodies. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, we wonder if you're wonderful. You're so wonderful, Jesus. We love you today. We just want to say thank you that you have graced us with the glory that the Father has graced you with. Thank you, Jesus. We want to say thank you, Jesus, that we don't have to self-destruct. Hallelujah. That you can make order out of chaos. Oh, yes, Lord.
So many people during Christmas remember Christmas as a bad time of the year. Oh, but it's going to stop with us today in the name of Jesus, by the power of his cross, by the power of his blood. We invite you into our hearts today, Jesus. We invite you into the mess that we are. We've messed up our lives, Jesus. But you know what? You know how to bring it all together. You know how to bring it all together. You take the mess and you bring creation and new creation out of the mess. Thank you, Lord. That's why Judas, the poor bum, Judas could have been saved, but he thought that Jesus would reject him. I tell you, no one who comes to the Son will ever be rejected. It is the will of God that no one who comes unto Jesus will ever be rejected. You might have been rejected all your life, but no more. Jesus doesn't reject you. Hallelujah. He receives you, and he says, I want you to be my own. I in you, and you in me, and that we would be one as I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Father, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us in a mighty way. I ask you for that spirit of adoption that would come into our hearts and that we would know that we belong to you, Jesus. We belong to you, Heavenly Father. I ask the spirit of adoption would be given to your people and that you would show them it stops today. The mess stops today. Jesus, bring new life out of the mess. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.